It's Friday when there are new movies debuting at the multiplex. And to see what's new this weekend, let's bring in Adam Graham, film critic for the Detroit News. Adam, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I think we saw the trailer last night for Grumpy Old Man, the remake from that debate. I'm not sure, but let's not get there. Let's talk about A Quiet Place, which is probably where a lot of Democrats are this morning, in A Quiet Place. What's that movie about?
A Quiet Place Day One is the prequel to the 2018 hit and the 2020 sequel, where these aliens come down and they just want a little peace and quiet. I mean, can we all relate a little bit? Relatable aliens, they just don't want any noise. But this takes back the action to when these beings first arrived, and it takes place in New York. It's kind of like a standalone story. It's really about this woman who's played by Lupita Nyong'o, who is in a hospice care facility. She's living out her final days, and she goes into the city one last time, and it happens to be on the day that these aliens arrive. It's a small, contained story. We don't really learn a lot about the aliens, why they're here, what's going on with their aversion to sound, but it's a really well-handled, tight little thriller about a person experiencing some extraordinary badness. It's well done. It's an enjoyable movie. I think it's going to do well with audiences who want to extend their A Quiet Place experience.
Adam, I got to tell you, I haven't been to the movie theater in a long time, and that's a product of having a little kid and lots of things. But
you got to go.
I got to go. I know. So which movie is it that's going to bring people to the theater, do you think? Anything out right now?
It's going to continue to be Inside Out 2, which has been the...
Yeah, you're right. I have heard that. It's good for adults.
And it's good for adults. It's good for kids. And it's breaking records. It's the biggest movie to get theaters since Barbie. It's going to keep rolling through the July 4th holiday. It's just something that plays really well with all audiences, with big audiences, and it's straight up at this point a sensation.
Adam, I got to tell you, I'm a cowboy at heart. I loved Costner in Open Range. Things like Lonesome Dove. Now we have Horizon and An American Saga. We know when Costner directs, he kind of gets a little indulgent. You had to have a lot of patience for Dances with Wolves. Does Horizon move a little faster? And is this the sweeping epic that we need in the cowboy genre?
Guy, you're exactly with me, and everything that you said is kind of right on with the indulgences and the patience that we need. Kevin Costner has made a TV series, and Kevin Costner has put that TV series on the big screen and tried to pretend that it's a movie, but it's really, I don't know why he didn't make this thing, this magnum opus of his, and sell it to a streaming service and dish it out into one-hour episodes. It's essentially what it is, and we see the first three episodes of Horizon on screen this weekend. We see the next three episodes, essentially, when the sequel comes out in August. This has the look and feel of a television series, and it's kind of a tough fit for a three-hour watch when we're being introduced to these characters. And the movie doesn't end with a period at the end. It ends with an ellipsis. It ends with a dot, dot, dot. I'm on the record as wanting this thing to be so good, as this thing being my most anticipated movie of the summer. And I sat there watching it yesterday, and I was just kind of mystified in its kind of wrong presentation in theaters. It should be on television screens. Maybe it'll be better when it comes out VOD, and maybe somebody will chop it up into the one-hour episodes it deserves. But this is a lot to take on for something that kind of doesn't have an ending. And there's even more. He wants more to come. He wants a part three. He wants a part four.
Okay.
It's a lot to sign up for.
I'm getting the jumbo bucket of popcorn.
Get two buckets of popcorn and get the Sour Patch Kids as well.
Adam, I got to ask you, too, about Will Smith and, his trials and tribulations. But he's, come out with the Bad Boys Ride or Die. How is that doing still in the movie theater? And he just dropped a song that he's going to perform on the BET Awards this Sunday, so he's getting back into music too. So it seems like he's trying to reinvent himself.
Yeah, Will Smith is one of the most charismatic people on earth. He's had a rough couple of years, But with Bad Boys 4 and with the Bad Boys press tour, where he was able to kind of go out and do Will Smith things in front of everybody, I think even bigger than Bad Boys 4 was the video of him at the movie theater greeting audience members after they came out of a screening of Bad Boys 4. And it's the smile, it's the voice, it's the jokiness. People like Will Smith. People have liked Will Smith for almost 40 years, and he's getting to be that Will Smith again. Bad Boys 4 is by no, it's not even my favorite in the Bad Boys series, but it kind of does enough to get him back out in front of people, smiling, laughing, and yes, if he's doing a new song, if he's doing these things, ultimately it's good for him, and it's good to be reminded of a superhumanly charismatic figure in what he is and what he has been since, you know, parents just don't understand, you know, 1986.
All right. Adam Graham, film critic for the Detroit News. Always a pleasure having you here. Have a great weekend. Thanks. And I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you.